This is a time where Melanie will share her morning message with us.
Oh, family, first of all, Joanna, that was beautiful. You know, Alice Walker says, fear is real, but then so is love, you know? And how do we, my whole thing is, I find this whole time a really interesting moment for us. And that the irony is not lost on me that we have this virus that's going around the world where that the way you deal with it is by being separate from each other. When the last few years has been about borders, keeping people in, keeping people out, keeping us at arm's length from each other. So it's not surprising to me at all, but this is what we're dealing with right now. But we have an opportunity, family, to decide how we want to go forth. We get to redefine what it means to be in community. And it's really, as hard as it is, it's really kind of a beautiful thing. How do we hold each other up? How do we lift each other? How do we hold each other in times like this? It's a matter of intention. You remember back in the day when we would write letters to people and they would be very, very far away. Very, very far away. It might take weeks for the letter to get there. And so when we would sit down with a clear intention, we would write and pour all of our love and all of our thought and all of our joys and sorrows into these, you know, into pieces of paper. And the person receiving that could feel us. And so this is our chance to be able to be intentional about how we radiate love and care. You know, I'm part of a member at large with the Threshold Choirs, which is an organization started by Kate Munger. And if you call them up, they will come to your house, the hospital, or the hospice, or sing to you now over Zoom. And we do our work and we never touch people. Our intention is one of radiating comfort and radiating love. And just because we have to be physically 6 feet apart from each other doesn't mean our hearts have to be that far. Our hearts are impervious to contagion. Our true selves, our spirits, can reach much further than all of that. 6 feet is nothing. We can send our intention and our love and light. And every morning I think to myself, again, who am I going to hold in song? Who am I going to hold close? And there's no... I realize in this time that we really are connected to everything and everyone. And again, and I love that Joanna talked about ancestors, because you know, all of our ancestors, once they leave the corporeal bodies, all the stuff that we do that keeps us separate, they ain't playing that. All of our ancestors know each other. They recognize each other. They recognize the fact that their connection goes beyond their physical bodies. And so that we are not alone. You think of your ancestors as being the wings, your wings behind you. And they're there now. And when I think about the things that people are doing all across the planet to look after each other, all of these things are connected. You know, even though we are 6 feet apart from each other and we have to practice this social distancing, the Underground Railroad and all those concepts are still going. We're still taking care of each other in different ways. Whether it is standing on a porch or on a balcony in Italy, everybody singing their lips off together. Or the person who has been down at the ER, you know, who's been down there looking after people, doing everything that they can. When you are intentional towards one person, all of us are washed in that love and that intention. And so even if you're sitting there in your house, your intention is clear and you radiate that love and you can just radiate. If you can feel that energy, a song came to me that I'm gonna sing for you right now. And if you feel so inclined, you can join me. And, you know, I do a lot of different kinds of work, but this is what came to me. From my heart to your heart, from my heart to your heart, from my heart to your heart, I send you love. From my heart to your heart, from my heart to your heart. From my heart to your heart, I send you love. Just the idea of that. And if we could all do it with me so I can see your hands. Let's try it. From my heart to your heart. And when you do this, you are literally taking your heart energy and you are moving it forward. Here we go. From my heart to your heart, from my heart to your heart, from my heart to your heart, I send you love. From my heart to your heart, from my heart to your heart. From my heart to your heart, I send you love. You know, it's funny, I don't know why I have tears coming into my eyes, but I feel so much around me, you know. And when I go, you know, I've had to go out to the world. And to me, it's like you don't have to ignore people. You radiate that love. Like, baby, I know these are hard times. I know these are scary times. But I can give you love. I don't want to give you any germs, but I can certainly give you love. I can certainly acknowledge that you're breathing and that you're there. So how do we hold each other close when we have to hold each other at arm's length? It is our intention. It is really our intention about radiating that love and care and concern. And you know, I have family just like everybody else, all out there, all over the place. Folks is getting together and having like family reunions on Zoom, which is a beautiful thing, you know? And it's more important for us to look in each other's eyes. And it's going to be really interesting to me when we're all through this, and we will get through it, and it will not be the same, but it will be something different, and we will go on in a different way in our lives. I'm going to be interested to see whether or not people will be more inclined to want to be in the same room and see each other in the face, as opposed to sitting at the same table and texting to each other instead of talking to each other. It's going to be really interesting to see how that changes, how we recreate community. How do we redefine it? You know, even though I'm physically far enough from people, in some ways I feel closer because I'm really concentrating and my intention is really clear. I want to end my talk with a song that my friend Kate Munger wrote. And it's one of the sweetest songs ever. And we're all going to do it together. You'll catch on really, really quickly. So we have two, I am not alone. Two, you are not alone. Two, we are not alone. And this is about intention. So when we're saying I want your hands right here, right here. And this is how it goes. I am not alone, you are here beside me. I am not alone, you are here now. I again, and feel that. I am not alone, you are here beside me. I am not alone. You are here now. You are not alone. You are not alone. I am here beside you. You are not alone. I am here now. One more you. You are not alone. I am here beside you. You are not alone. I am here now. My favorite verse. We are not alone. We are here together. We are not alone. We are here now. We are not alone. We are here together. We are not alone. We are here now. Thanks, family.